אמר לו, עסקת שלי במונה. I'm a kaddish, you're in a mona, I know, I will owe you a mona, I'm giving you a mona, even though he didn't give it yet. V'iniach lo mashke in oleo. Eino mekudeshes. Stam, b'seder de aloches et pshat, seder ha-gemore ez hazei. The memre before starts, Omar Ablezer, iskat shli b'mone, v'nosa lo dino. He gave epes. That's the gemore, mekudeshes v'yashli. The next shlav of the Gemara, Omar Rove, Arev Mikudeshi Bemone, and he b'chlal didn't give garnish. Ernogi gave him a mashke. Seder Advorim of the Gemara, this is Be'etzem the Seder HaGemara. And then the Gemara buys weiter, his kashi Bemone, and she threw it away. It's fashit in the Zachem that you take the money, so the first Seder of the Gemara is you gave a money, his kashi Bemone, the Maisi gave a dinner, was to talk. אז אחד זה, he's cashed the money and he didn't give garnish. He gave a mashke. ויניח במשקן עולה. אינו מקודשס. מונה אין כאן, משקן אין כאן. She's not מקודשס. אבל הוא יפה במאז ורוס מיין דגמור, מונה אין כאן, משקן אין כאן. איס ורובל רב נחמן, שזה אינו מקודשס, תוך הברייסי. קיד שבמשקן מקודשס. And the Gemara answers, "B'mashkin de'achirim is different. We have to understand why." And the Gemara lets tzachzu, "K'de Rabbi Tzrok, the Amar Rabbi Tzrok, minay lebalchoyim shekayin emashkin shlom alchoti etzdoki, minu koyin etzdoki minay, mikal lebalchoyim shekayin emashkin." What is exactly the answer? Abazunder Rashmus. Then the Gemara brings down Nocha Ma'aseh. Bnei Ravu leBarovin zovenu amse beparty, and they said they will pay prutah shel nechoishes, but lo yave be'adai, they didn't have the money with them. Ais v'nachzale, they gave a mashkin, a piece of silver. Lebaseif ayaker amse, so the guy wants to change his mind. But they claim we bought it bikini and kesef and it's given a mashke. Also the kamei de ravami yomalu party enka nachse enka. So basically what is mevur in the Gemara that the chisoron of mona enka and mashke enka is not only a chisoron bilchis kiddushin, it's also bikinyonim for neved ivri, neved knaini, and also the kinyonim of karkoes. So avodim mukshe de karkoes. So basically this was the Gemara brings down this maise that the chisoron is not only a chisoron in kiddushin, it's a klolos diki chisoron. And avodim shar kinyanei kesef. So what is the chisaron? Mone ein kan, mashkein ein kan. What is the pshat in the Gemara? She's eino mekudeshes farvos. Mone ein kan, mashkein ein kan. What is the chisaron? Anayin chisaron. Mone ein kan, mashkein ein kan. What is the chisaron? So look, lechu al chisaron is azeh. Be'etzem we have two mehalchim rabbeinu harishonim what is the chisaron of mona ein kan mashken ein kan? What is the chisaron? We have the yeshmeforshim and the rosh, and this is be'etzem the shita sarashbo haramban and the rosh shita. So later maybe there's more shitas inside these two shitas. But the main two shittas in the Mahalach of the Rishayim. The Yesh Mefoshim and the Rosh, we'll see them in a second inside, they learn pshat like this. When a person comes over to a Yisha and he says, he's kachili b'mone, and he gives a mashkoin, the shibud from the mone be'etzem is chal. Now, if I go over to my friend and I say, I owe you, I'm mischayev to give you a mone, take a mashkoin. In that moment that he takes the mashkoin, he be'etzem, in Meshicha Samashkin, he's mischayev the money, and he has to give the money. The Hain. When I go over to a person and say, I'm giving you tomorrow $100. I'm giving you tomorrow $100. Comes tomorrow, you don't have to give. I said, so what? It's no Kenyan. On a Maisa Kenyan, we know Kenyan. Sudar, I could be mischayev myself to give. I could write a shtar, I could be mischayev myself to give. Here a person goes over to Isha, I'm a kaddish with money. I'll give you money. I owe you a money. I didn't give it. No, I'm owing you. So now I owe you a money, and that money that I owe you, I'm a kaddish you. I became owing you money now. So you have, someone owes you. You have a schus. That be'etzem could be chal b'meshichas ha-mashkein. The Yishmeforshim learn, aval if a person pulls a mashkein, yenem is mischayev. So if I go over to my friend and say, I owe you $100, and take a mashkein, and b'meleh, I become mechuyev. So why she's not mekudeshes? The Torah says, "Mone ein kan, mashkin ein kan." What is the pshat? Avada the chiyuv could be chal. So why she's not mekudeshes? The Yesh Mefoshim learn like this. And what he wants to be mekadesh? In the choiv, would he owe her money? Now he owes her money, right? She could sue this money. And chayv, you cannot be mekadesh in a chayv. Why? It's a gide gabei. The chayv is a gide gabei. We learn in dafei, chazor in dafei, right? Yeah? We learn in the sugya in dafei, that if you have a chayv, Rashbo explains, Lemoshel, if I mishab the chayv, kin in suda. I go over to Yisha, I owe you $100 and I want you to marry me. And that, take a pick of a suda, I will owe you $100 and you'll be mekudeshes. Ain't a mekudeshes. Why? A gide gabei. Even though now I'm mischayev to you, it's called Agide Gabed, it's the Lashon of the Rishonim, we'll see later the Hezbollah in it, she's Eina Mekudeshes. So mitzad the Choyv himself, you cannot be Mekadesh. You can't be Mekadesh in the Choyv. Even though now he owes her. So she gained. Before she was walking around, no one owed her money. Now the husband owes her. Not only he promised her, he owes her. She could go to Beis Din and take that money. You cannot be Mekadesh in such money that someone owes you. Because then it's Agide Gabed and Noise. Maybe you cannot be Mekadesh in such money. So she's Eina Mekudeshes. But maybe there's a better way to be Mekadosh here. You're right. But he owes money. It's not enough a reason to be Mekadosh. But she's holding on to the Mashkin. And Reb Chaim Gizot Talamon, in Mashkin Lik Dechoyv. In Mashkin Lik Dechoyv. She's holding on to the Choyv. So already she got it in her hands. So it's not only that he owes her money. She has a tfisa in that money. She has a tfisa through holding the Mashkin. In Mashkin Lik Dechoyv. Like the money she doesn't have because it's a gide gabei, mashkin also, it's not considered he gave her a chayfetz. Why? Because the mashkin also goes back. It doesn't stay by her. So also it's considered like a gide gabei. So money can mashkin enka. Means like, money can means it's not enough on a sinner, mashkin also is not enough on a sinner. The hainu. To make the gemara a bit leichter, beloshen pshat. That you cannot be mekadesh b'choyv, we knew before the sugya. We know that you can't say gide gabe. I would think, but maybe the mashkin is considered giving money income. It's a statement that is not called giving money. Mashkin enkan eichad. The mashkin also is not called that he gave. As they be money income, mashkin enkan. This is the yesh mefoshim. The Rosh brings down the yesh mefoshim. We read them inside. The Rosh brings it down. It's al rishonim, but it's in the Rosh. It's klor. Omar Rov, Omar Rav Nachman. Iskaj b'money v'niach b'mashkin aleinu mekudesh. Money enkan mashkin enkan. Yesh mefoshim. דווקא בקניין אישו ועבודים כי היו עובדה דאמסה זה בסמוך וכן בקרקע לפי שקונים בכסף ואין גם כסף שיוכל לקנויס שאין המשכן קונוי אלא שלא נוסע לו סחוס בגופוי אבל אם עוד המנויס המתונה לחברוי he wants to owe him money and he tells him take a משכן בשביל המתונה משיך עשה משכן כאילו זוכר במתונה if you want to be מסחייב money by משיך עשה משכן אבל יהיה כבי מסחייב money במשיך עשה משכן זה בגלל איפה לגמור לסכר סאומנים האומנים שחוזרו בהם בדבר העובד ובוס החביל על יודוי כלי אומנים שפועלים סכר למעט כדי דומו על במשיך עשה משכן נסחייבו הפעלים וקיים דיבור so this is the יש מפורשים the יש מפורשים learn בכל התירקולו the משכן is מחייב the high if I say I owe you money how? Take a משכן you pull the משכן and became חייב the money maybe even bikinyoni. I want to give you this chayfetz. Take a mashkin. So you have a kinyan in the chayfetz. Duch the mashkin. Ken zayin afilu. Duch the mashkin. You have a kinyan in the chayfetz. The chayfetz becomes yours. Duch the mashkin. But in kiddushin, kinyonim it doesn't help. I have to give you kesef. It's a gine gabei. It's not given yet. The chayv alein for sure is not enough. And the mashkin also. It's not called that you got the money. Nasi the suy. The rosh is b'meile. Legabi chiyuvim it's chal. Only here. Legabei kinyoni kesef, it's not enough. Zog de rosh velese, I'm choylek. The mashkin is not meshabe de choyv. Velese. Ein chiluk b'matana le kiddushin. Lefi shein ha-mashkin meshubet leklum. He said, what is a mashkin? A mashkin is an orev. For what? It's a mashkin of what I owe you, but I don't owe you yet. No, I'm promising to owe you, it's garnished. You pull the mashkin, how you owe? A mashkin is anachoyv, so it doesn't start. The money you can't be mishtabed. Loshen Arosh. She'ein mashkin mishtabed leklum, mishum de'odem yochel leshabed nechosov, aber bedobo shle nischayev lechal shibudan nechosov. Ve'lo yischayev lo oilo. Lefichu le nishtabed le mashkin mishichosov. So the Rosh is choylek. The mashkin is not mishtabed lechoyv. So alpono, we have two drochim in the Gemara. Alpono. The first derech is the Rishonim, Avala the Choyv is Chal. And he will owe money to the Isha. But you cannot be Mekadosh with such a Choyv. money ain't can mashkin ain't can. Oh, but Gabi Choyvim, if you want to know if the Choyv is Chal, Klavi Maton, and the Gemara Asichah Saumim, Avada the Choyv is Chal. And the Rosh is Choylek, the Choyv is Nisht Chal. You can make a Shibut with a mashkin and a Choyv. How you be going it? How you going it? It's not Chal. Doesn't start. You have a Chiyuv, and then you give a mashkin. You have to have a chiyuv and then you give a mashkin. But the mashkin will shav the chiyuv. It doesn't stop. Lefi the rosh, the gemara is kimin chaymer. Mole ein kan, b'mei le mashkin ein kan. It doesn't start. And the rosh is so clear that all the achroinim are matu tzach. What is the pshat in the yesh mefoshi? How the mashkin is meshav the chayiv? Mashkin is a shibud. It's a guarantee on a chayiv. But the chayiv never started. The mashkin will shav the chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, "Boim keechod." Avim Lulim tried to say, "Under Rus Chayes to Miyashiv." How do Yeshem Forshim learn how it starts? A mashkin is a mashkoin, a mashkin and a chayiv. Mikol Mokim, these are the two shittas. And here I want Be'etzim to start to go a little bit be'oimik. Just want to make it light because we're starting the sugya a bit shpet, so to go straight to the point of the sugya. So the Rosh has Be'etzim two esbeirim. The Yeshem Forshim that this is Rashbo, Ramban. That the mashkoin be'etzem could chab the choyv, could make chalois chiyuv, b'meshichas ha-mashkoin nishta b'dachoyv, no boss, for kinyan kesef, as evi choyv is not enough, because agide gabei, while the mashkoin is choyzo be'ein, b'meil it's not called, I gave a kesef. And the Rosh says, no, the mashkoin poshes is not mesha b'dachoyv. Lo meklerem, vos is shitas ha-Rosh. Shitas, yesh mefoshu we know, the mashkoin can be mesha b'dachoyv, oh, but it's not enough for kedusha kesef, because you need the kesef bale yadoi. The money choyv is garnish agide gabei, and the mashkin is not considered bale yadoi. The rosh holds the choyv is the mashkin is not meshabe the choyv. What a bila moshel lo yitzuya, he will make a shibud and a choyv with kinyan tzuda. He could be mekadosh with it lefi the rosh or not. The rosh learns money ain't can mashkin ain't can. The shibud is not chal. What a bila if he wants to do a shibud not with a Kenyan mashkoin, the stack doesn't work. He's trying to do a shibud with a Kenyan tzuda. He comes over to Aisha, I will owe you $100 and I'm marrying you with what I owe you. Pick up a Kenyan tzuda and now I owe you. The shibud is chal lekule alme. She'll be mekudeshes lefi the Rosh Hashanah. He'll make a shibud and now he owes her money. She'll be mekudeshes or not. Be'ashkof rishoyno, and the goyen zok tazay, for sure she's mekudeshes. The Rosh Lim Shadi the Sugi Mona Engan Mashkin Engan, while the Mona is no Chiyuv, the Mela the Mashkin is no Meshuvet, the Mela you're not Chayev. But Lui Tzur is a Shibut, and rather you can be Mekadosh. This is the Pasha that I gave the Goyim, Kuf Choftes, second above, Lui Tzur is Pshat, and the Rosh. The only problem in the Sugi was Mona Engan Mashkin Engan, how the Mashkin will be Meshavet the Chayev. But Lui Tzur you find, as though that you can be Meshavet the Chayev, and rather you can be Mekadosh. This is one way to learn the Rosh. Although we could learn the Rosh, that he never had a tzad that b'choiv you could be mekadosh. Ma pitom? It's the chagid egabei. His only tzad to be mekadosh was if the choiv would be chal and is a mashkoin, with the mashkoin she could be mekudeshes. And I will explain. Again, the yesh mefoshim learned the choiv is here, but it's not called he gave money. Why? Chagid egabei. He gave a mashkin. It's not enough. The Rosh says the choiv is not here. Zog the goyen, but if the choyv is chal, avali she's mekudeshes. This is the pashtus. If the choyv is chal, for sure she's mekudeshes. No, if the choyv would be chal and you have a mashkoin, the mashkoin will help. The mashkoin will do the kiddushin. And I will explain. I want to explain the two tzedolim in the rosh because this is be'etzem the heart though of tchilas advar. I will start from the yesh mefoshim that this is shitas haramban ve'arashbo. Choyv is not enough to mekadesh ha'isha. We learn the dafei. Agid egabei. You can't be mekadesh in a choyv. Choyv is not considered giving money. Agid egabei. And this is before a sugya. This is not the chiddush of the sugya that choyv is not enough. If the chiddush of the sugya of choyv is not enough, the Gemara would say, Omer Rove, Aimer le'isha, Eilach Mone, Ve'osa Kinyan Tzudor, Eino Mekudeshes, Mone Enka. The chiddush of the sugya is, even that the choyv is chal, you cannot be mekadesh. As the choyv, we know, it's garnished. But I would think, while he gave her a mashkin, and in mashkin lik dechayiv, she's holding on to something. She has a tfis in it. Maybe it's considered he gave her. Zog the Gemara, zaydi money in kan mashkin in kan. Mashkin is garbage. So what is the chidush of the sugya lefi yesh mefarshim? The noise of the sugya is the mashkin is considered a chetzev giving an act. Chayiv we know is garbage, and the chayiv is chal here. However, the Gemara had a tzad, duch the mashkin is considered a maisen esine, kumash melon aznish. Now, the Rosh is choylik. Now, we can learn two drachim in the Rosh. We can learn pshat in the Rosh, he learns no. But the choyv is not chal, because the money ain't come, mashkin ain't come. The Rosh says himself, he holds that the choyv is not chal, because he can't be meshabed, a chiyuv to start, it doesn't start. Cause money, you don't have a choyv, you don't have a mashkin. But if it will start, it will be good. So what is the chiddush of the sugya taki that it doesn't catch? That Dain, some Rishonim learned that a mashkin could make a shibud on a chayiv. Does he go with the chirush in the sugya? It's also a chirush. That pulling a mashkin is not meshavet a chayiv. This is one way, this is the way to go and learn pshat. Or what we could learn pshat, nay. About the chirush in the sugya is that it's not chal. Like the Rosh himself says, that it's not chal, but Vatol is also not chal. But if it would be chal, she would be mekudeshes not by a chayiv. Chayiv is not enough. She would be mekudeshes by the mashkin. Because she has a pesach tfisa, and we say benusach zeh. What the Rishonim learned that the chiddush of the sugi is that kumash melon, that mashkin is not enough. Lefi the Rosh, the chiddush of the sugi is that the chayv is not chal. But if the chayv would be chal, mashkin would be enough to be mekadesh. Although she would only be mekudeshes if you have a mashkin. You would only be mekudeshes if you have a mashkin. So we'll say it like this. Sekumtais be'etzem, we have two drochim. לדרך הראשונים, the choyv is chal, os b'matone, alamol the choyv is chal. For kiddushin you need to see as kesef, and kesef is not enough, and mashkin is not enough. Even mashkin, that is a tfise, it's not enough. לפי the Rosh, the choyv is not chal, במלש is not מקודשת. If the choyv would be chal, two drochim, או choyv alenik mi mekadesh, nefkemina bikin en suda, or then, choyv alenik cannot be mekadesh. Only if you have a tfise in the choyv, duch the mashkin. So if the choyv would be chal here, and you have a mashkin, she'll be mekudeshes with the choyv, while she has a mashkin, she has a tfise. Or the choyv stam will not help. So ledine, if a person is mekadesh isha b'choyv, and he makes a kinyan suda, for the yeshmeforshim, for sure it's not good. If the Rosh, it's stolen, the two pshatim in the Rosh. If the first derech in the Rosh, she will not be mekudesh. If the second derech in the Rosh, if the first derech in the Rosh, she would be mekudesh, because it's chal duch the suda. If the second derech, if the Rosh, she will not be Mekudesh. This, I think, is glat pshat in the Rosh. Glat pshat in the Rosh. Glat pshat in the Rosh. Maybe we'll take it one more step deeper. Reb Nochem said, Lefi dem, abi anaf kimina la'aloche. He said again, Lefi the Rishonim, if a person makes a kinyan sudel, not Mekudesh, it's choyv is garnish. Even with a mashkin, the choyv is chal, it's garnish. It's not called a gate. If he the Rosh, it's not chal. But if it's chal, if he the first pshat, she's mekudeshes. But we said she's not mekudeshes. Why? Choyv alein is not enough. Only here was the son kedaitoch, but she's holding on to the mashke. So what if the maisa, a person wants to mekadesh a isha? He learned kiddushin. He doesn't have money, but so he goes over to the isha and says, listen, I read mekudeshes b'mone, make a kinyan suda. Now take a mashke. Now you're mekudeshes. Is a choyv. Now the mashke is chal. Now she's holding on to the money. So b'chai gavne, she'll be mekudeshes. If he the Rosh. Lefi the Yesh Meforshim, she's not Mekudeshes. Because every mashkin in the Choyv is Chal, but it's not enough. Mashkin is not enough. Aber Lefi the Rosh, if we say that the whole Chisson is because it's not Chal, but if it's Chal, she'll be Mekudeshes. So if she'll be Mekudeshes in every Suda, no. Every Suda is not enough. You have to have a Tfisa, you have to have a Mashkin. We say that. So I'll be Mekadesh you, B'mone, make a Kinyan Suda that the Choyv is Chal, and I will put a Mashkin on it, B'mele you are Gidek, B'mele it's by you already, Chagam, it should be Mekudeshes, Lefi the Rosh. So Nochem said, Lechura, why not? Lechura does the cheshmah. But Razel ha-mefayin ha-kasha. So I want the cheshmah to be klar. If a person is mekadesh with a choyv, makes a kinyan suda, and he gives her a mashkin. Lefi the yeshmeforshim, Ramban and Rashba, doesn't help. Does it the Gemara? And our Gemara also the choyv was chal duch the mashkin. About the choyv was chal duch the mashkin. But even if the choyv is chal duch the mashkin, it doesn't help. Why? The choyv doesn't help duch the mashkin because money and it's not gabei, and mashkin also is choyzer, it's not called given. The Rosh holds only because it's not chal. If it's chal, it's good. So we said, not stam if it's chal with every kinyan suda. No. Only if it's chal duch the mashkin, it will be good. Stam a suda is not good. Seder's not Rav Nochem, but I have a chetimtze. He made a kinyan suda, and then he gave a mashkin. Chai gavah should be mekudeshes. Chuglat should be mekudeshes. But Meile fragt Rav Nochem, so what is the Gemara's kashi? Eis v'rov el Rav Nachman kitsh b'mashkin mekudeshes. And the Gemara answers mashkin de'achirim. Why the Gemara has to answer mashkin de'achirim? Let the Gemara the answer. He made a kinyan suda, and he gave a mashkin. And the man is mekudeshes. And it's glad. It's not. The Gemara says mitzvah rabbi tzchok chidushim. Shot a shvare Gemara mashkin de'achirim. Rishonim and arda en. Because the week learned the rishonim was the teretz mashkin de'achirim. Push the teretz. I'm a kaddish b'mashkin. The only problem was that the choyv was not chal. But if the choyv is chal, so again. But afterwards we said, if we said that you could mekadesh in choyv alein, so she's not mekadesh in the mashkin, she's really mekadesh in the choyv. Oh, but if you say that you have to have the mashkin, so you have a chetim, so they can be mekadesh. Yeah. Reb Nochem said, that's what I heard, that it's not a real kasha, it's a bluff kasha, because you how, when is mekadesh exactly? Before you gave the mashkin or after you gave the mashkin? After you made a choyv. So she has the money already. Doesn't help to give a mashkin Hashem Kiddushin. You're right, when giving the mashkin, she's putting her fingers on the money. But the chetz of the money she got before. He owes her money. You're right. He owes her. For Maisa Kiddushin, she needs to hold on to it. The fact that she's holding on to it, duch the mashkin, is not enough to make the Maisa Kiddushin. What? It's not a mashkin.
No, the mashkin itself.
No, sudor is chalipin. It's not a mashkin. No, after that. First it's kolen as lehaknois, it's kolen to engansin. You can't. You can't do both things. Because chalipin, if it goes back to you completely, it has to be yours completely, chalipin. If it goes back, it's not yours. So what I want, you know what you have to know? He was mekadesh before he made the kinyan. So the deshtenish of reise, kitcho b'mashkin. Kitcho b'choyv b'mashkin. So Mele, he said, it's a shayna shayla, but it's a bluff of the kishayla. We'll see, but we have different kashas. So Mele, he said, but the cheshbon is girech. Just, it goes into the braise, it can't go into the braise. This is not called a mashkin. It's not called a mashkin. If the choy was before, she's mekudeshes, you can't be mekadesh now with the mashkin. The money she has, she's felt in the tfise of a maise kiddushin has to be in the momenes, in the shabbos, not in the maise tfise. And if it's mekadesh in the beginning, So it's not mekadesh in the mashkin, it's mekadesh b'choyv, kitcho b'sudor b'mashkin. Lein yonein. So the way we have two drochim in the rishonim, be'etzem is three. Dehainu, we have the derech of the rishonim that avadet the sugya, the mashkin is meshabed b'choyv, and lo adin b'matona, it's meshabed, just kabi kiddush kesef, kinyon ha'evet v'kadoime, it's not enough because it's a gidega bay, and the mashkin is not considered, and the rosh holds that it's not chal. If the bichal, we said, on a mashkin, it's the derech aleph, what the goyen learns, even on the mashkin it's chal, and the derech beis, the rosh also only meant if the bichal should be mekudeshes with the mashkin. But on the tfisa, the rosh is masking that the choyv is not enough. And like the second derech that we're learning in the rosh is muchach in the ramo and simen choftes. The ramo and simen choftes brings down the aloche, our sugi, word by word, our sugi, the Gemara brings the Shechonoch Bel Paskins, Simen Choftes, Evan Ha'ezor, Sivov, Omar Leizkat Shili Bedino, Ven Lo Salom Mashkoin, Ad Shiyit El Adino, Eina Mekudeshes, our Gemara, Leizkat Shili Bedino, Ven Lo Salom Mashkoin, Eina Mekudeshes. Eina Mekudeshes. V'kol Sheken, Im Lo Salom Shtar El Adino, Do Lo Yave Kiddushin. Not only mashkin does it well. Kol sheken im nosal lo ishtar al adino de lo yave kiddushin. Not only a mashkin doesn't help, even a shtar doesn't help. Even a shtar doesn't help. Zog de goyim, why the shtar doesn't help? Shtar ze ischaibes. Shtar ze ischaibes. Shtar ze ischaibes. The teretz is. He's literally like the yesh meforshim. His chaibes is not enough. His chayvus is not enough. You have to have a mashkin. So this line is for sure like the yesh meforshim. As they say, they're going, this line has to be like the yesh meforshim. And forget it's very gishmak. It's a kol sheken. Lo mi boi a mashkin. that he's holding on to the mashkin. Oh, but it doesn't work because it's not enough. Kosh can stop. Mashengel if the rosh is no shaychus. Mashkin the problem was because it's not chal. B'shtar it's chal. You could be mishtabed b'shtar. So here's the groin that says that lefi derosh, if a kinyan sudor or something will help, avada should be mekudeshes. So if there are more paskins that kinyan sudor or b'shtar, it doesn't help. Avada derosh, there are more paskins, the loike arosh. This is the way the groin says it. So the shchonor paskin that dino b'mashkin doesn't help because she can shtar, zog the groin, kol she can shtar, vice tois, you hold the loike arosh, that kinyonim don't help. Zog ter, in the next line, state clear that he holds like the Rosh. He says, if he gave her a mashkoin and was a kinyan beguf a mashkoin, as a chitinza that it works, that the mashkin is chal, then she's mekudeshes. Zogta lefi de Rashba, even if the mashkin is chal, she's never mekudeshes. Because the Rashba holds, the mashkin is not enough. So I frek the stira. So I was saying the stira ba'al peh. There are no paskins, bekinyan sudor v'shtar, she's not mekudeshes. Has to be like the Rashba. And he paskins in a case that the mashkin is meshabed the choiv, she is mekudeshes. Lechur, that's only lefi the rosh. That the problem was of the shibud is chal. As I frek the goyen doch, neblayb tzorich yu. So Rav Nochem is the zel bezach. The Ramo learns, like we say, the Rashba learns that the shibud is chal, but she's ain't mekudeshes. The rosh holds no, the shibud is not chal. And the Ramo passes like the rosh. But, zog the Ramo bekinyan shtar doesn't help, bekinyan sudar doesn't help. So what if the shibud is chal? Oh, but it's not gabei. You need a mashkoin. Only if the mashkoin is chal, she's mekudeshes. So ba'etzem advarim mefurashim. So ba'etzem, if we're clear and good, these two shittas are ba'etzem achlekes goyin in Ramo b'das harosh. The goyin learns b'das harosh kipshutoi. And avadis lo azecher rishoinim. The Rashba learns like this b'das Rashi. The Rashba and dafei. That lefi Rashi lo yitzir d'choy v'schal, she's mekudeshes. That the problem of the sugi is that the choy is not chal. But lo yitzur d'choyv eschal, she's mekudeshes. Lo yitzur d'choyv eschal, she's mekudeshes. As I learned, lo yitzur d'choyv eschal, she's mekudeshes. And the Rash, and the Ramon learns pshat in the Rosh, no, even if the choyv eschal, she will not be mekudeshes. Only when there's a mashkin, she's mekudeshes. So this is the first chelik of the sugi. And b'meile, it's a big nafkimine. If the Rishonim, the chilush of the sugi is mona enkan, mashkin enkan, that the mashkin is not enough, lefi the rosh, the mashkin is not chal. Because if the mashkin would be chal, the mashkin would be enough. The mashkin would be enough. If the shibud would be chal, the mashkin would be considered chal gabei. And lefi the goyin, stop. That it's not chal, but if it's bichal, shibud mekudesh, it's mitzad rechiyu. This is the aleph beis, the tzus of the shmais. So now, lo mezen, how Rashi and how Tesis learn. Lo mezen the Rashi. Mone Einkan, lefi our girse. Before we fix it with the Bach. Mone Einkan, hilkach mashkoin eino shove kan klum. Hilkach mashkoin eino shove kan klum. She eino mashkin matone. Zog di Pnei Yeshua, steht like the Rosh. Hilkach mashkoin eino shove klum. Because there's no chiyuv. Mashma lo yotzir to be a chiyuv, a mashkin would help. Nusach Aleph Barosh, Nusach Beis Barosh. And as I said in Rashba, the Rashba says, is medayik in Rashi, the Feyam Mud Aleph, that lo yitzir shtarchoiv, are at chayevet limo, are ni chayev loch moni, are ze mekudeshes. Shtarchoiv de acherim doesn't have Rashi learns, and behegdesh. But Rashi learns shtarchoiv helps. So the Pnei Yeshua is medayik in this Rashi that he learns like the Rosh. Hilkach mashkin ein eshove kan, because mone ein kan, mashkin ein kan. Only because money ain't can mashkin ain't can. Obelu yitzir money yeshkan, the mashkin is enough. Like the Rosh. First malach, second malach. But not like the Rishonim that mashkin doesn't help. Lefi the Bach is no Rashi. Because the Bach moves the can. Hilkach mashkin ain't can, ain't a shove klum. Money ain't can mashkin ain't can. It's not dafka in this case. I'm not saying that the Bach is muchach fakel. But lefi our girsa state, hilkach ain't a shove can. Bayos, mona ain't can. Hilkach mashkin ain't can. Rashi kilo added a can. Then Rashi is mamshir mashkin de acherim shere beode vikitcher bechoiv shiyash leolo vilkach mekudeshe shemaskin atzmi konula. Vipirti al menas lekabel pruta shen nechoishes nachse tchaticho shel kesef. Parti ain't can. Shehitnu oleo, hilkach nachse shu mashkin ain't can liyiz bimekoim eliknois. Shimnosna Apruta says a knuyolem, they have a knali nikna bekesef. And this Rashi is mashma like the Rashma, like the Shmeforshim. That the mashkin is not enough considered kesef. And Tchilas is mashma like Rashi, like the Rosh, that the Pshat is that the mashkin is portion is not chal because there's no money. And the second one is mashma, the felt in the kinyan kesef sheboy. But the wissen, if it's Rais, in Rashi advorim loy bo bruri. Loy bo bruri. Maybe in the end we'll be miyash of the Rashi. Lo mezen do the tesis. Mona enka mashkin enka. But look carefully. State of the oimek. Pirish ve eino mekudeshes. Lefi sho isha niknes bekesef. Again, say akdome. If isha is not nikne bekesef, she's nikne with something else, maybe it would be different. Aber isha niknes bekesef, milahum kidushim, zog the tesis, you know, isha is nikne bekesef. So listen. Ve akesef eino bein? Hoeich yikne. שאין המשכן תחס הכסף, כיוון שלא יישאר ביד האישו. זוג דפני ישוע. What says in these three lines? זה יש מפורשים או דרוש? לא שתהיה את these three lines. יש מפורשים או דרוש? כלום אגני יש מפורשים. Look, read the lines. פירוש ואין המקודשת. Why? כפי שאישו נקנס בכסף. Kesef ain't no bay. It's not mamish kesef. It's a gidigabay. Eich rikne. Ah, he's giving a mashkoin. Ain't a mashkoin tachas a kesef. Shelo yishor bo yad ha'isho. He doesn't say one word that it's not chal. He says everything chutz to say that it's not chal. Everything is written down in chutz. It's dvorim bura. I don't think it's a mokot to be mistapek that he learns klor like the yesh meforshim. The haynu, avade it's chal. Avade it's chal. Oh, but the problem is, it's nishkin kesef bayin. It's no mamoshes here. No mamoshes here. The mashkin goes back. It's not called mamoshes. The mashkin is not called. Zog the bnei Yeshua. Shtei the cloth that he's learning. Maybe yesh meforshim. That the chisson of the sugi is that while you have to have kesef bein, so b'meil is no kesef bein, and the mashkin is going back. The mashkin is going back, so it's not called kesef bein. So you don't have your kesef bein. So while you don't have your kesef bein, b'meil is sidah zach chisson. We'll go mamshich. We'll skip a line now. Then we'll go back to this line. K'moiken, im odam oima lechaveiroi, eite lecho mone, v'iniach li mashkin, and lo ikona amone v'mashich asa mashkin. The mashkin is not meshabit. Why the mashkin is not meshabit? Why the mashkin is not meshabit? It's not a kinyan kesef here. Why the mashkin is not meshabit? This is the Rosh. These are the words of the Rosh. The Rosh holds that Kol Zman is no choiv, the Mashkin cannot be Meshabed the choiv. Frank the Bnei Yeshua, Posach bi yesh meforshim b'siyim b'Rosh. As they Frank the Bnei Yeshua, Tzorich Yun and Teisus. Again, to make it clear, the yesh meforshim learn, the Mashkin is Mechayev. Meshichas ha-Mashkin is Mechayev the choiv. Meshichas ha-Mashkin is Mechayev the choiv. As they learn the yesh meforshim. What is the problem with the sugi? But Zadin Kesef. For Kinyan Kesef, Be'isho, Be'evet, Be'karka, it doesn't help. Because you have to have Kesef Be'ein. And the Kesef is not Be'ein. And the Mashkin is Einu Be'ein, Kevon Shu Choyza. This is the Rosh that the Big Taser says in the beginning. Lefi Dem, Zog Diyash Meforshim, but if someone wants to Mishtabit Achiyuv, Avada Etzchal, Meshichas HaMashkoin, Kevon Meshichas HaMetaltalim, and Be'meile Etzkoin. The Rosh is Cholik and says, no, the longness of the sugi is not that it's not enough. Push money in and mashkin in and it doesn't chap. You can't because there's no shibud. B'meila even b'matone. And this is the second line of Teisus. Frag the Bnei Yeshua stira in Teisus. Frag the Bnei Yeshua stira in Teisus. Tchilas advorim shteit in Teisus klor. Like the Yesh Meforsh. And the end shteit as David Rosh. Stira in Teisus. So Bnei Yeshua weiss this Teisus holds from both. He also holds that it's not chal, and he holds in both chesroinus. He holds in both chesroinus. First he holds that it's not chal, and he also holds that yesh meforshim. B'meile, he holds, it's not chal. Maton et gonish. And even if you do a sudor, and then you will put a mashkin, that Reb Nochum said that b'chai gavne should be mekudeshes lefi derosh, he holds that yesh meforshim. Mashkin is not enough. He holds from both. He holds that it cannot be make the shibud. Oh, but even if you'd have the shibud from something else, and you would put the mashkin, it's also not enough. two chesroinus he holds. But Afida Rosh, we said, we had a tzad that every kinyan is good. If not, but b'chosh with a mashkin it's good. He says, no, the kinyan is not chal. Mona enkan, mashkin enkan. But even if it's chal, it's eichet gonish. As eich matziah depnu Yeshua, doichak shebedoichak, yeah? This time taste just holds from everything. Onish can tam. You have to decide how to learn the sugya. I want to explain. In derech ha-sugya, we have two drochim. The Rishonim learned the zogtzach from the sugya is what? Avada, I owe money. Oh, but it's not enough for marriage. Money ain't can, mashkin ain't can, sinish. Lefid Rosh, the chiddush of the sugya, it doesn't catch. But man, it's not good. Lo yotzeh will catch, it will be good. There's two ways to learn. One way to learn, it catches, oh, but it's not enough. One catch, it doesn't catch. If it will catch, it will be good. Why it will be good? Or the Evi's Chaimis is good. Or the with the mashkin is good. But these are the two ways to learn the Gemara. You can learn the Gemara, money ain't can, mashkin ain't can, it's not enough. And you can learn the Gemara, it's not chal. If you learn it's not enough, so Vay says it's chal. Because not say it's, don't say it's not enough, say it's chal. It's not chal. There's the Yesh Mefosh, and they say La Aloch Elefid Ibrahim, it's chal. You bring the Raya, there's the whole Rishonim, the Rosh, that it's chal, Raya from Ha'umnim, all these Rishonim bring Raya, Sabad, it's chal. The problem is it's not enough. The Rosh says no, the Abshad, it's not chal. I Ha'umnim, we have to answer, but it's not chal. We as the Nefkimin, if you mishtab, it's not. If the Yesh Mefosh, it's chal, if the Rosh, it's not chal. Forget if it's a shibud and then it's a mashkin, if the rosh is good, it's not good. Now, Tesis holds from both. He gives the akdomah that mashkin is not enough. So it means even if you will have a shibud, mashkin is not enough. And then he learns pshat that it's also not chal. So okay, Tesis could pass an out. You're allowed to pass an out. Good. You're allowed to pass an out. But from where? If the Gemara means that it's not enough, so state in the sugi that it's chal. No, the chiddush in the sugi is not enough. If the chesedus that it's not chal, but if it's chal, it'll be enough. So Tais is allowed to pass in both. So this is what the Pnei Yeshua says. He starts like the Yesh Mefoshim that it's not enough. Memele mashma that it's chal, but it's not enough. And he says that it's not chal. And if it's chal, mashma, but if it's not chal, but if it's chal, it'll be enough. Okay. Tais is holds in both. This is what the Pnei Yeshua pushes to. But it's a derech shebedecha. Because pshat is a derech shebedecha. Doesn't shtim. So the atzor is as it. I think this will preseach us the avon in the sugya. Will give us the argosha in the sugya. The avon is as it. The avon is as it. Avade, we have to stick to the words of Tesfis. State in the sugya that it's not enough. These are the words of Tesfis. Pirush. Later he says the aloha like the rosh that it's not chal. We have to meyash it soon. When we learn such a Tesfis that he says the din of the rosh and the din of the yesh mefoshim. It's not enough. And we said not enough means that even in the case of Bichal, can go in a Suda with a Mashkin, it's not enough. It's not enough. Those shaking cases. But he also says that it's not Chal. But Klavi the Sugi, what is Matziah? Pirush. Pshat in the Sugi, Mona Enkan, Mashkin Enkan, it's not enough. But Mashkin, it's Chal, it's only not enough. No, then he says it's not Chal. So, Kperasi. I want now, Be'etzen, to touch the Nekuda Sarishayim. A person comes over to a person, I owe you $100, take a Mashkin. So the Rishonim hold that it's chal, and the Rosh hold that it's not chal. The Rosh, I understand, he doesn't owe yet. The Rishonim hold that it's chal. How it's chal? Boim keecho. How it's chal? I want to ask you a shayla. I say I owe you $100, and I'm giving you a mashkin. I'm not asking now. The Rosh says the mashkin is only an achoy. When I promise someone I will give you $100. Why I have to keep my promise? Because it's a kinyan. But out of kinyan, I don't have to keep my promise. You could explain to me where is the kinyan exactly? Why when the person picks up the mashkin is a kinyan? I know. Mashiach, Agboe, Suda. Kinyan mashkin! Miglam, Kiddushin, Davchei, Samud Beis. Kinyan mashkin. Loi hoyo, loi nivro. We learn all the sugya. So where is the new kinyan? The Rosh is asking a different kashya. The mashkin is only anachoyim. You can't even call it a mashkin. Lozop, no. Don't call him. Where's the kinyan? Why I owe money? What is the pshat in the Rishonim? The Rosh says, stop, a mashkin is and something. The word mashkin, that new kinyan that is made from mashkin, only could work when there already is a choy. So that's miluim, Rabbi Shimon, b'im keecho. Where's the maisa kinyan of the mashkin? I owe you $100, you do a mashkin. No, now what? What? Kesef what? I promised you it's $100, no? Now, you pull my jacket, no? Not chalipin. Why I owe you? Where's the Kinyan? It's pshat. The Rosh says, Tfisen what? In the Mashkin? Yes. What Kinyan is it? Kinyan Tfisen? How? Kinyan Tzuder and Mishtabit. What makes me to Omar? You have to do a Kinyan. What is the Kinyan? Where is the Kinyan? So the Mordechai adds, he says the Yesh Mefoshim, and he adds three words to explain how it works. Word by word, like the Rosh, look at the Mordechai, three words. So, and these three words, Bezak Ledidi Shav Ali Chamisha Sloy. Bezak Terazay. Mamish in the beginning, the old ones, Oistof Pe Gimel, Be'ez is the Nafches Amud Be'ez, normal. Amon Noisen Matone, V'iniach Aleo Mashkoin, Kono. The Meshichas HaMetaltelim have a Shapir Tachas Meshichas HaMasone. The Kinyan HaGboe and Meshichah that he does in the Mashkoin is Kinyilu is doing HaGboe and Meshichah in Yenem's money. This is the way it works. You pick up the Mashkoin, I'm picking up the money. And Mashkoin Lik Dechoyv, Reb Chaim, and Mashkoin Lik Dechoyv, I picked it up. How about it? It stays by you, but I'm Kinyilu doing a Meshichah by you. He speaks about Metaltelim. I have a table. I pulled the mashkin. The table became mine. I pulled the table. Meshichas ha-mashkin ki meshichas ha-metaltelim. Meshichas. He's speaking metal. Agboy, meshichas, lo meshane. Kilo, I picked up the money. Aval, I gave it back to you. Here is the Kinyan. The hainu. I think Lemoshel, if I put a mashkin and the guy doesn't pick up the mashkin, it's a gorish. He has to do one of the darkei kinyonim in the mashkin. And that works, and the money should be teicha mashke. These are the words of the Mordechai. Again, the Rosh says, the name of it is mashke. Called man, there's no choyv, it's not called a mashke. This is what the Rosh disagree with it. And we're going back to the Yesh Mefoshim. So the Yesh Mefoshim learn that, what is the Kinyan? The Kinyan mashke. I'm picking up the mashke, I'm doing Kinyan duch de kesef, and b'meli yu meshubet to me. This is what the Yesh Mefoshim learn. B'meli yu meshubet to me duch that I pulled over the mashke, you meshubet to me in Gansen. You meshubet to me in Gansen. This is the Yesh Mefoshim. You meshubet to me in Gansen, but Meshichas HaMashkin, you meshubet to me in Gansen. Say that. You meshubet to me in Gansen. Now what? It's not enough. You have to give, the Choyv is not enough. It's not enough. And now, Taki, we could hear, what was the tzad that would be enough? If it's Mamash is holding on to the money, so the Kesef Balayoda. But the Torah says it's not called Balayoda, because Lamai said it goes back. This was the tzad taki that it will be good, and the chiddush is that it's taki not good. This is the Yesh Mefoshim. What happened before the sugi here? Before the Gemara's chiddush was, we would think that while the mashkin licked the choyv, so the same thing, this picking up the mashkin could help, it's considered she got the money. Right? Omar, Rove, Omar, Rab Nachman, Omar, lo iskashli v'mono v'niach lo mashkin aleo, eina mekudeshes, Money ain't can, mashkin ain't can. No. Even she's holding on to the mashkin, it's not enough. It's not enough. She's holding on to the mashkin, it's not enough. But before the sugi, I thought, it's enough. So what is the chiddush of the sugi lefi the rishonim? It's not enough. Not that the choyv is not chal. The chiddush of the sugi is, it's not enough. Lefi the rosh, no, it's enough. The chiddush of the sugi that doesn't catch. So nishto azazach, on mashkin, on chov. No, we're learning mashkin could work. What is the chiddush of the sugya? It's not enough. This is the Yesh Mefoshim. So again, lefi the Yesh Mefoshim, the chiddush of the sugya is before the sugya I taught meshichas ha-metaltelim ki meshichas ha-moes, domi, and b'meile bo moos le-yadoi, consider bo moos le-yadoi. The Ritva says this nusach, consider bo moos le-yadoi, bo moos le-yadoi. As they say in the Ritva, I would think that the moos bo le-yadoi. Kamash Malon, nein, it's not enough. Money ain't can, it's not by her. Mashkin ain't can. And the Rosh says, no, the Chizus Sugi is Ander Zach. Stam, there's no Mashkin before the Chayv starts. Say, I want to go back to Yesh Mefoshim. So Yesh Mefoshim, we know Pshat. Avat, they say, it's only here by Kiddushim. You have to have a king, you have Bali Yodah. Aba Beis Chayvasim. You don't have to have Bali Yodah. But maybe it works. This is the Shittas of Yesh Mefoshim. So here, by Kiddushim it doesn't work, you have to have Ba Kesef Liyodah. But, Loi bekidushin, it works. For Yischaivistim, it works. How? Meshichas ha-metaltelim, ki meshichas ha-mois. Aber kidushin, if they have kinyan kesef, it has to be a liyada. Aber loi bekidushin, works. Kedushin, it doesn't work. The Rosh Hashanah, no, it works. It never works. Chal doesn't work because Kozman is no chayv, is no mashkin. Tesis, now listen carefully. Tesis is literally like the Yesh Mefoshim. He said pirush like the Yesh Mefoshim. That the loveness of the sugi is what? That it's not called the most bole yada. But here's a klinch. Val is mischadish that it's not bo most le yada. It's not enough also to make the kinyan because it's not considered she's holding on to the money. And the chiddush of the sugya is that it's not bo le yada. But if it would be considered bo le yada, two things would happen. If it would be considered bo le yada, it would make the kinyan and she would be mekudeshes. While it's loy bo le yada, two chesroinas happen here. So the sugya was mechanish two chesroinas. The high. Lefidi yesh mefoshim alein. The sugya was only mechadish for the kinyanim, it's not enough. But for andere zachen, it's enough. The Rosh said, Stam, Bichlal, Mashkin doesn't work. But I will take the Yesh Mefoshim. If you see the Loshon of the Rosh, you will see that this is what they came to say. Yesh Mefoshim, that this chisorin shelo bo liyoda is only bikinyonim. Or the Shar Dvorim, it works. What do you mean? Shar Dvorim, it's enough to make the kinyon. They had it said themselves that it would be a problem with the kinyon also. The same chisorin. Say, no, no, no. It's only a chisorin bo mos liyoda. Taisa says, no. If it's not bo mos liyoda, the mos are not bo liyoda. So it's not enough to make the kinyan. So the Gemara is one knech. You don't see two zachen. It's not time the tesis holds from two zachen. We'll read the Gemara. We have three shittas now. Shittas ayesh mefoshim. The Gemara said that it's not enough for kinyanim, for kiddushin, avodim, ava for ischayves. It's enough for shichas amores bo liyoda. That's the chiddush of the sugya. If the tesis that holds like the yesh mefoshim, there's no bezach. Ava with a knech. It's not enough for nothing. Valet loy bo liyoda. The melet can make kinyanim. The Rosh learns, it's an andere vort in ganzen. The chisorin here is not because loy bo liyoda. It's a zaitike chisorin. Kozman is no choyv, is no mashkin. Melet lefi the Rosh, lo yotir is a choyv from somewhere else, a mashkin is considered bo liyoda. Mashkin is bo liyoda. But it doesn't start. That's the Rosh is learning shat. The Rosh means the chisal in the sugi is on a choyv is no mashkin. Mashkin is bo le yodo. Lo yitzir, we said, be a choyv from the sudar and you have a mashkin, it's considered bo le yodo. Mashkin is bo le yodo lefi the Rosh. Or why it doesn't work here? Because when it's no money, it's no mashkin. So it's two drochim be pirush ha-gimore. I taste said both chidushim, he's only a knech al derech ha-yesh meforshim. It's only a knech al derech ha-yesh meforshim. Or but not that it's a naya shite. Dying but derech ha-gemore is two drochim. Either it's not enough bo liyoda, or that it's not enough for the kinyonim. Just the Yesh Mefoshim, it's not enough for bo liyoda le kiddushin. B'meila the kinyonim also are not chal. And the Yesh Mefoshim say no, it's only the kinyonim. Aber legabe yischai v'savade it's chal. And the Rosh Lund zahandr chisor, not that it's not enough bo liyoda. Mashkin is bo liyoda. Aber zahandr chisor, kol zman mona ein kan, mashkin ein kan. Nasi lechure, the derech ha-dvorim, and Be'etzin, not long as then the Tesfes, there's another shura here that we skipped, that Be'etzin is mechiyach the ganze zach. Come, we read the Tesfes inside again. Pirush, ve'eina mekudeshes lefi sho'isho niknes bekesef, mefurush ha'kesef mefurushim, ve'akesef eino be'ein, eich yikne, she'eina mashkin tachas ha'kesef, keivan shelo yishoer be'yad ha'isho. Now here's another line, that no one knows pshat in this line. Vadai omar lo hiskachli b'mashkin ze v'amashkin iye shaloch pshita de mekudeshes. What it means? What it means? What he told her? Hiskachli b'mashkin ze v'shaloch. No, because this is this. Betabazuk. That's Moshe v'Yisrael. Mekudeshes. What he's saying here? Hiskachli. What he's telling her? Hiskachli b'mashkin ze v'ze shaloch. What is the case? He took a chayvetz and he gave her. What is mashkinze? He comes over to Isha, he takes a mashkin. What is a mashkin?
She has to sell it back.
What is mashkin?
She has to sell it back.
What is mashkin?
Money.
Take money and it's yours.
She gets it now.
Take money and it's yours. She's mekudesh.
This is not the money. This is not the money. He's giving her the mashkin.
Zog de Goen is a Tosefer here, and in the Od Ksav Yad, two words were in Rosh HaTevis. The word hiskat sheli was Rosh Teves Hey Lamed. This is the Goin Choftes. See above. Vadei Omar lo Hey Lamed. Hal b'mashkin ze b'mashkin yeshaloch pshitin mekudeshes. And the Goin says the Bochazetzer opened it wrong. You have to read it like that. Vadei Omar lo Hey Lach Mashkin ze v'mashkin yeshaloch. And the girl explains like this. Maybe you're learning without the girl that this is the pshat. The girl says like this. He told her, Hiskachili b'mone. We're going and argue more. Hiskachili b'mone. V'heilach mashkoin v'amashkoin shaloch. He's not mekadesh in the mashkoin. Hiskachili b'mone. V'heilach mashkoin v'amashkoin shaloch. You said that you learn like that without the girl. But what is again? Hiskachili b'mone. Heilach mashkon v'amashkon shaloch. You mekadesh li b'mone, and this is only a mashkon v'amashkon shaloch. You could use it already. Maybe I have a schus to be pointed. But be'etzem mekadesh you with a mone, not with a mashkon. It's mekadesh li b'mone, not be mashkon. It's not mekadesh. If it's mekadesh the mashkon, it's a chayfet. It's mekadesh in a mone. No boss. V'amashkon yesh shaloch. She's mekudeshes. Why she's mekudeshes? That's the why she's mekudeshes. He gave her Heilach Mone. Now, he's giving her a Mashkin. Where's the Kinyan? There's no Kinyan. What is the Kinyan really? Meshichas? Where's the Kinyan of the Mone? What is the Kinyan of the Mone? The Meshichas HaMashkin. Now, why Meshichas HaMashkin normally is not good? Taisa said a line before. Because normally it goes back. Here that the Mashkin doesn't go back, so this Mashkin is Makne Dechoiv. So the Shibud is Chal. And also, it's considered Bolei Yodem Moes because it's Be'ein, it stays by her. So again, what would be Mekadesher? The money. How the money is Chal? Be Meshichas HaMashkon. How the money is Chal? Be Meshichas HaMashkon. Why it doesn't have Chisroinus from before? This Mashkon is Fes. It's much more Fleishdike Mashkon. Why? Because she could hold on to it. So it doesn't have Chisroinus. So B'meile, it doesn't have Chisroinus. It's considered Bolei Yodem. It makes the Chalois. It makes the Chalois. And it makes the chalois, and the meishes mekudeshes. It's baliyot. So first, I want to say chidush otzum. I mean, it's poshut. Lefi the rosh b'chaygavne, she's not mekudeshes. Maskim or not? Lefi the rosh is not mekudeshes. Why? How it's chal? How it's chal? Mone enkan, mashkin enkan. Mone enkan, mashkin enkan. What? No, the rosh says first you have to have a chay before the mashkin. The rosh learned why the mashkin doesn't work. What is the Rosh Yisrael? Where is the Choyv? Kozma was no Mashkin, no Choyv. This is the Rosh. You don't say Baim Keichot. What is the Rosh? The Rosh is Chayvis is Gornish, not the Rosh. What is the Teir of the Rosh in the Suya? That is Chayvis is Gornish. This is all. It doesn't help, not the Rosh, to give a Mashkin for this Chayvis. That's the ganze Rosh, that it doesn't help. You can't be Mishtabi for the Choyv. So this is the taste of the Gornish, like Yesh Mefoshim. This is the reason for sure that all the taste here is not the Rosh. If you learn at the end like the Rosh, you'll be stuck here in the middle. Not a stira from the beginning till the end. A stira will be mamish. Negeh azev azev stira. So the teretz is, Zvorim azev, zera pasha. So kum teis azev. Teis shita is, like the Yesh Meforshim. Avada, it's not chal, kozman, the mashkin is not bali yodoy. But with a festa mashkin, it's chal. Because he's be'etzim learning like the Yesh Meforshim. Lefi the Rosh, that kozman is no choyv, is no mashkin, even with a festa mashkin, it will not be chal. Advarim brurim. Even with a fest of mashkin, it will not be chal. Advarim brurim. So you'll ask again a kasha, no? If we have such a chetimtze, so why the Gemara didn't say the teretz, Eisver, Rav el Rav Nachman, kitcha be mashkin mekudeshes, meret of such a mashkin. Again, here I'm talking about the kasha again. If Teisa says, pshita b'chai gavne, she's mekudeshes, so Eisver, Rav el Rav Nachman, kitcha mekudeshes, oh, this is a chetimtze. Kitcha be mashkin. No, this is considered mashkin. This is like argumor. Argumor is also like that. Heilach na, bidiyuk. Argumor is heilach mone viskashi b'mashkin. It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. Forget, before the goyen, wait, he speaks about something else. I can't ask that the Gemara will say this is the pshat. Lefi the goyen, it's mamish the case. Heilach mone v'arelach mashkin. Talking about very posh. Lefi the rosh, it doesn't work. So it can be the pshat in the b'raisa. And if he tastes pshite, As they push the Ktesis, that means that's a chidush. It can be that the Braisa says it. Pshita is a Ktesis. This means Ktesis speaks it out. B'chai Gavna is Pshita, but merely you don't have to speak about it. So the Fida Rosh, it doesn't work, so it can be the Pshat and the Braisa. And the Fida Ktesis, it's not Pshita says it. Well, Mamshich, two more lines, is to Pesach the Dovah. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, Oim Rabbeinu Tam Hashem, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, Hashem Rabbeinu Tam Oimer, שאם אומר אדם לחברוי, אתן לכון מונה במתונה, והילך משכן עולוב, ואל תחזיר לי המשכן, עד שאתן לכו המונה. דעוז ודא יוכל לעקב המשכן, עד שאיתן לו המונה. ענוק, אותו כאן המשכן. הילך המשכן, and don't give me back till I give you the משכן. עבדא יוכל לעקב את המשכן. בחי גבלה, if you מקדש, is מקודש הסנת, in such a משכן. Such a mashkin of Rabbi Yochaim Kohen, she's mikudeshes or not? The Goyen says, yeah, the Bishmur Zoknei. In that's a tesis. Lefi the Goyen says, yeah, it's the same lombus. Val, it's a better mashkin, I don't know why. But maybe it works in Kiddushin, it works all over. If it works in Matana, it works in Kiddushin, you can't separate it. The lombus we're explaining is one. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Zok the Goyen, if it works, it works. The Bishmoy learns, it Bichlal doesn't work. The man that doesn't help in Kiddushin, doesn't help in Matana also. Just he is a new Chiddush that he could hold on to it till the guy pays him. But it Bichlal doesn't make a Chalos. This is what Tesis meant to say. That he could hold on to the Mashkin until he gives it back to him. So it's two drachim to learn the Tesis. Other, it's a better kind of Mashkin. And then it works in Kiddushin and it works all over. Because it's one Zach, like we said, there's no two different Tesis. Or it doesn't work nowhere. Just a nayazach. Avad and avada, we have to know. If it works even in Kiddushin, we have again Reb Nochem's kasha. So why the Gemara didn't answer that this is the case? And here really we don't have a teretz. If this mashkin works, the Gemara could have answered. That's the tachan over Shabbos. No, no, this is the longest. No. This is the Shaila, this is the Stiras HaTeis, this is the Mechal HaKanah.